cotton planting advancing to 17% complete. Five-year average is 22%. Last year, 16%. Texas is holding things back a little bit. We did have rain, especially as you move into the southern high plains. So planting in Texas, only 13% complete. Five-year average there, 20%. Last year, 16%. But we did see good progress in some of the Delta states. We've also seen progress ahead of the average in the Southwest, where Arizona cotton is now 75% complete.
Now in Alabama, 10% of the cotton has been planted. That compares to 14% at this time last year. 24% is the five-year average. In Georgia, 7% of the cotton has been planted. That compares to 7% last year, but 17% is their five-year average. But while planting progress has picked up, Rippey says peanut planting is behind at this point of the season.
The peanut crop now 10% planted, 14% the five-year average, 13% last year. Leading the way is Oklahoma, 43% planted, and among the southeastern states, Alabama leads the way, 17% of the peanut crop planted on May 3rd.
Now that 17% planted in Alabama compares to 14% this time last year. 10% is their five-year average. In Florida, 11% of the peanuts have been planted. That compares to 23% at this time last year. 25% is the five-year average. While in Georgia, 10% of the peanuts have been planted thus far. That compares to 12% at this time last year. 12% is also the five-year average. Now in Florida, corn planting is already finished in Walton and Dixie counties. In Leon County, some corn was already head high. Rippey said the warm weather has moved into the Corn Belt and has really impacted corn emergence in those areas. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.